So I'll start off today by sharing with you what I talked to the team about this morning. When I came into the 8 a.m. team meeting this morning, I told the team that Ryan Fitzpatrick is our starter at quarterback. He's a guy that's earned the job, and the other three guys are working hard and battling it out for number two. They've all four of them have put in a lot of good work. But at the end of the day, Ryan Fitzpatrick's our starter. He's had a good offseason, and that's it. Open it up for questions.
In terms of that decision process, Bill, is that, did he have a spot? I mean, I know it's wide open. Did he earn it during these last sessions?
No, he earned it, Brian. Yeah, he definitely earned it. He earned it with his preparation. He earned it with his accuracy. He earned it with his command at the line of scrimmage, you know, to this point where we are. You know, he's got to obviously, like everybody on our team, and I think that's important relative to last week. You know, just when I talked about Derek Newton, you know, everybody on our team every single day has to go out there and earn it, earn their spot on the team, earn their starting spot, earn their spot on special teams. So quarterback's no different. We have confidence in his ability to lead our football team. He's done a really good job in the offseason of picking up our system, and he's executed it well on the field. But again, just like everybody on the team, he's got to go out there and earn his spot every day.
Bill, would you like to talk about Case and TJ, where they stand right now, what you're looking for in them in the last 2 days?
Yeah, they're both battling it out for number two with Savage. You know, I think with all three of those guys, we need just a little bit more consistency. It has nothing to do with effort or work ethic. Those guys have all worked extremely hard. They've all done what we've asked them to do. They're really good teammates. They're fun guys to coach. And I think at the end of the day, it just comes down to going out there and executing to the best of your ability every day. Fitzy will get the bulk of the reps.
How did you come to the decision now?
Well, I felt like it was important to go into this part of the offseason, the mandatory camp, and make sure that the team knew before we broke for the summer who our starting quarterback was.
In terms of roster, are you going to have two quarterbacks on the roster like some teams do, or are you going to go with three?
I don't know. Don't know.
Bill, can you talk about the timing? Fitzpatrick with this receiving core and how important that's been in your evaluation during this time?
Yeah, and they've all had reps with the guys that have been here and the rookies. You know, everybody's had reps with the different groups of receivers, and I think the timing has improved. It's not where it needs to be overall, but I think we've thrown a lot at these guys. First and second down, drop back, empty, play action, red area, 2 minute, 4 minute, backed up. There's been a lot of things that have been thrown at these players, including obviously the quarterbacks and the receivers that they work with, the tight ends, the backs, and the receivers. So, you know, that's still a work in progress, but I do see improvement.
Bill, do you expect to declare publicly what you'll do with the rest of your quarterbacks by the end of the mini camp, or is that still a decision you make down the road?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, Mark.
Well, you said earlier during OTAs that you've stayed in contact with Andre Johnson. Have those talks between you two still continued as time has passed?
Yeah, I've spoken to him. I've text messaged with him. Yes. You know, again, it's all about the guys that are here. The guys that are here seem to be really focused. I felt like we went out there today and had a good practice. I think it was an improvement on where we were last week. Again, we've got a really good bunch of guys that work extremely hard. So it's really about the guys that are here, and they're working extremely hard. They don't seem to be too distracted.
Bill, can you talk about where Xavier Suitfield is and the challenges for him to catch back up to see the golf ball?
Yeah, that's hard, Mark, you know, because through no fault of his own, he's had to miss some time because of the quarter system there at UCLA. But he's like I said, I think a couple weeks ago, he's a guy that in the draft, the preparation for the draft, we were impressed with his intelligence, his work ethic, his team-first attitude. And I think just watching him today, you could tell that he had done some studying on his own while away. And I think that's a good sign, and he's got to continue to do it. I think you'd have to ask him that, Dave. Yeah, you'd have to ask him that.
Are you concerned about just Clowney now missing this mandatory three-day camp?
No.
You've taught basically your whole offense during the off season, and now are you, is there concern about Andre being able to catch up with that when
no.
it's your turn?
Nope.
Bill, with the left guard position in particular, you have Ben Jones, who's been playing there for time and has the experience with you. How are you viewing that spot? I mean, is that going to be a key training camp battle for you? Or?
Well, I would say, Brian, that that Ben Jones and Brandon Brooks have the upper hand right now because they've been here and they've played football in this organization. They played football in the NFL. So they have the upper hand based on those things. But again, just like I said earlier about the other positions, they've got to go out there and earn it every day. And those guys are working extremely hard, and Xavier's got to come in and he's got a lot of catching up to do. So we're looking forward to watching all of those types of competitions throughout the next 2 days and definitely into training camp. You'd have to ask him. I don't know.
What do you think, just from what you've seen of Posey, who's a year removed from
him? He's been in there a lot. I've seen a lot of improvement. I really enjoy coaching him. Him and Hopkins and Thomas and Bonner and Lemon and Martin. I think all those guys have improved, in the time that we've been here together with them, and we've thrown a lot at them. It's not easy to play receiver in this system, and those guys seem to have been getting better every day.
Coach, considering that you are doing a new offense and learning the install, you have no concern about Andre Johnson being here and not getting that. Why is there no concern?
Well, I think he's played a lot of football, and I think he's a guy that's been in different systems. Like I've said earlier, I'm not sure if you were here, but like I said a few weeks ago, I said I have a tremendous amount of respect for him and what he's done in this league. And so I believe, based on the different systems that he's been in, that he'd be able to pick up on our system. He's a bright guy, a very bright guy, and a guy that's done a lot in this league. So I think he'd be able to figure it out.
Bill, you guys mentioned JJ was held out Friday as a precaution.
Yeah.
No effects today from what happened on Thursday?
Not that I could see, James. I mean, he looked like he was moving around pretty good today.
There were a couple of young guys, not necessarily draft choices, but guys that maybe were on our or something, or that have really stood out to you. Maybe you're not the big names.
I don't know. I a lot of guys that were here last year, like, let's say, the second-year guys, the Swearingers, the Hopkins, the Bonners, that group of guys has seemed to really improve, in my opinion, in all their different positions that they play. So I think I would answer that question that way, John. I think that the guys that were rookies last year, whether they were injured or not, those guys seem to have really improved. And they, like we all do, coaches and players alike, we got a long way to go. We've all got to try to get better, a lot better than we are right now between now and the Washington Redskins game. But those guys seem to be improving.
Do you feel good about your depth with guys like Mack and Boye now that you've got to see them a lot behind Brandon Harris, behind the two starters?
I do, John, I do. I think, again, like I've told you guys, especially the Houston writers that have been here since day one with me, we're always going to look to do what's best for the football team. Everything that we do here points towards doing what's best for the team. But when I look at our secondary, I see a lot of competitive guys, a lot of great camaraderie back there, guys that really care about each other at that position group, and they're fun to coach. They're fun to be around, and whether it's Mack and Boye or Victorian, those guys that are in the roles that they are right now, they seem to be competing well.
Ryan talked about how he came here for a reason and you guys brought him here for a reason. Has he kind of met your initial expectations in terms of the veteran experience, the intelligence you want to see out of your starting quarterback?
Yes.
Does Andre have the playbook? Has he been doing anything on his own, studying-wise?
Anything that as it relates to that, Tanya, I appreciate the question. I really do, but that's between Andre and myself.
Hey, Bill, since you've been hired, it's kind of been a whirlwind, the hiring, the getting ready for the draft, these OTAs, the mini camps. What's been the biggest challenges for you in this particular role as you've made the adjustment?
Well, we have a really good staff here. We really do. We have guys that are experienced guys, guys that have coached together. And so that has helped a lot because, to me, being a head coach is about making sure that the team understands – the philosophy of what you want to get done. Hard work, being a good teammate, team first, all those things that we talk about every day. And then you have a staff of guys like we have here that are really good teachers and understand those things. So, you know, I think the people around here have done a really good job, all of us, of working together. And I think we're in a good spot right now. But again, like I said, I think to John, you know, we've got a long way to go. You know, we got to have a great 2 days here, Wednesday and Thursday, and then have a really, really productive training camp. Okay.